This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Tijani's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And abuse me, I leave the wheat to brown. It will go by so long, and implantation, I may never get paid.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Wednesday, November 6th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And before we even get into anything, listen, man, I am humbled. I am grateful. I appreciate everybody who reached out. Hit up Mr. Producer. Hit up Pearly. You know, wanted to make sure I was good. Well, listen, I feel much better than I did. But listen, that wicked fluid going around, people, you don't want no part of that. No part. You can hear, I still get the little sniffles, but I feel much better. But be careful. It is going around, and trust me, you want no part of it. So avoid it if you can, and still sanitize too to this day, because you never know who got what and who been where. But anyhow, we got a lot to talk about today. But again, thank you very much. Everybody reached out to Mr. Producer. Everybody reached out to Pearly. Everybody reached out to me personally. I appreciate y'all, man. I always brag on y'all. You're the biggest and best audience in all the land, and you are. And every time I say, boy, they biggity, y'all come through and show me why you're the best, too. So I appreciate y'all and everybody who reached out and sent your well wishes. I have no fear. I'm back in the gym, all right? Thank God. All right, we ready to do it. We got lots to talk about. If you want to chime in, lines are going to be open today. That's how you chime in.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Tax lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in anyone in the family aisle is 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612. Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And I'll be honest with you. We know what the elephant in the room is when we get into the buzz. Brought to you by John Shoes on the flip side of the break. I know we're going to get to. Just leave the Donald for a second. We'll get to that. We got plenty of our own headlines to talk about.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And they got the big BOGO going on over there at both locations, Chopin Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza on jeans. So you want the hookup on jeans, get into Fine Threads right now, fellas. They got the buy one, get one free. All right, the BOGO. So be sure to check them out right now. For more information, simply log on to finethreads.com. More shanty townhomes demolished, 113 buildings taken down. Now, yes, good stuff. And do it within all the international treaties we've signed on internationally. So no human rights are violated. But then, shouldn't we try to get some more done before the end of the year? Because I heard that this, and I could be mistaken, but I don't think I am, that this is going to be the last demolition for the year. Then they're going to resume in 2025. Interesting. Could we ask why? Story by Rachel Scott. Read more on that. Government reports rise in deficit for August. The government reported a $70.1 million deficit in August 2024, higher than the $31.7 million reported last August. This outcome reflected a moderate 2.4%, 4.9 million increase in revenue receipts to 208.7 million compared with 18.4%, 43.2 million hike in spending to 278.7 million. The ministry's August 2024 monthly fiscal summary report revealed reoccurring expenditure was 29.8 million above spending in August 2023, the ministry noted. A key factor underlying this outcome was the 18.4 million boost in other payments associated with transfers to public entities and government personal insurance premiums. Just keep reading more and keep pulling back more layers of that onion. Good story by Travis Cartwright Carroll right there. Man struck and killed during altercation, police say. A man was killed late Monday night on New Providence, bringing the Bahamas murder count for 2024 to 104. But wasn't there another one yesterday and another one today, if I'm not mistaken? This morning, correct? And I don't know, maybe at 104. I hear in 106 and 107, man, what's the number? Let's ask Cuban Willie what the murder count is. Maybe it should be Cuban Willie's murder count. Not trying to make light of the situation, but my God, where are we in 2024? And we only in November? Beginning of? Harris voters motivated by democracy, Trump supporters by inflation and immigration. And boy, I tell you, looks like the Donald is president-elect for the second time. I want to know what your thoughts are on that. All right, Texas, I get to your text on the flip side of the break. Caller, let's get to this call real quick before we get to the break.
That is the Mr. Naughty right there.
Yes, yes. What's going on, Brayman? How art thou?
I'm right here, man. Thank God for what it is.
Thank God for life all the time. What you got?
You know, BTC got to do better than what they are doing. I just didn't owe them a dime. I pay my telephone bill every month. Even can't get the time on BTC. You see what I'm saying? Those niggas joking. And we took all of our money and build BTC to where it's at today. So they got to stop freaking out, Naughty.
So, yeah, you want better service, obviously.
Yes,
did
sir.
Did you reach out to customer service? Did you go through those routes, or did you just run hot and pick up the tool and get ready to bust corn as always?
Naughty.
Sound like you pick up the tool and was ready to bust corn. Calm down, man. They got a customer service line there. You need to try that.
They're joking, man. They need to do better. They like to get on this radio and talk foolishness about what they're doing from what they ain't doing and putting it in papers and stuff like that. Like, things like that, right? Like they doing something and they have people suffering and people pay their bills. Such
right.
as I.
So you want reconnection? You need reconnection. Did you try their emergency line, their emergency customer service?
Nothing working.
You gotta try from scratch again tomorrow. You gotta agitate. You got to call a couple of times and let them know, you know, it's not on.
I'm wasting a lot of energy, you know, behind them, and I'm spending my money with them. So you got to stop joking, man.
All right, Brayman, we got you now.
Carry on like freaks.
All right, now, you don't carry on like one. Breathe, okay? We got to get to the break. Put the tool down and don't bust no corn.
Okay,
you too, my brother. And I hope BTC gets you sorted real quick, man. All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. You're going to get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. I want to know what you buzzing on the flip side. So keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, November 6th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Flavid Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island True. We playing with Island Games.
us.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
I am joyriding.
Bien is giving three lucky clients the chance to win cash prizes this Christmas. Finance your vehicle with us for your chance to win, and we'll gift you no loan application fee, up to 100% financing, and up to 10 years to repay. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/joyofgiving and apply for vehicle financing now. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. People on fire, banner we got. Babylon and the free jack could have never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. Me bona fire pan a weak at Babylon and the free jack could have never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. The work goes for so long and the plantation and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives they slay. Now them works and slap them in them face. Who can go too well? Cause after we know and that you could only have spell. And all those fans that chin that you come tell. Hey! And all those books you stole away. All those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day. Bobby Ron. Me bona fire pan a week at Babylon and the free jack could a never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a frown. Me bona fire pan a week at Babylon and the free jack could a never get me down.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, November 6th edition of Talking Heads. Hump day, middle of the week. We're going to get over the hump together and whatever y'all want to talk about, man, whatever's clever is all good with me. It's open lines. What's your take on the Donald being a president-elect again? Let me know what your take is, because, you know, we love to follow our neighbors to the north, so I won't deny that moment. Let me check the text lines. A good day, Naughty. If they did let Biden continue to run, they would have stood a better chance of winning. Some people decided not to vote after they fired Biden. It's home in the 2017 election. But I'll tell you one thing. When Biden finds out that he quit, boy, he can be upset. He can be mad. He can be, I did what? Naughty, great show as usual. Pearly said you ain't had the flu. He said you eat a bad food. Anyway, listen, stop it. Stop it, stop it. You trying to be funny this afternoon. You and your edibles. No, I got the flu, buddy. Trust me. Now, I don't know what you eat, but trust me, wasn't no food poison. Wasn't nothing tainted. It's from influenza. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Naughty wrong, what's going on, soldier?
What's going on, brother?
I say the duck is back.
The Donald.
The Duck has done it again, man.
And he's rocking the sneakers too, at old school style, like Run DMC, but got the Trumpsters on.
In grand style, the Duck got, I think like 54% of the black men that voted for the Duck yesterday.
Well, I remain firm in my sentiment. As a husband, as a father, as a responsible member of society in the global community, I'm scared. But as a comedian, brother, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. The comedy manor have fallen from comedy heaven again.
Naughty, I need you to go and check the exit polling.
I mean,
nearly 91% of the people that were terrified about democracy and all kind of other affairs in the U.S. election voted for the Donald. I don't understand it.
Listen, I can be honest with you. Being a beige brother, or classified as brown, I know that goes my routine at the airport all over again. When he wasn't even elected, president-elect good, but in the first 30 seconds of acceptance, we're going to protect our borders again. We're going to make it great. I was like, there they go. I can't go in the airport no more. Here we go.
But in other news, though, as big as the U.S. election is and stuff, Naughty, I'm glad you said you had an open line. What we want to
talk about
was not Naughty. I won't give you a landmark to go and look for a checkpoint or something. As it relates to this whole CCA deal and all that's going on with it. Like, I think this is something that we really need to look into as a people.
Well,
keen understanding of what takes place on a day-to-day behind the premise of government in our country. And Naughty, I say that because I want you to go and look, and I can say it to you because I know it exists. During that whole what went down with Obama's liquidation and this and that and the next thing, you see the same U.S. court ruling that took place in New York right here. I want behemoths to go and do their own research. Use Google. Use whatever you got to use, but do your own. Chinese executives that were involved in that project that end up with condos as far as Long Island, New York, and about the place. How did that money end up out there without the oversight of the government of that day and time? There are some things that transpired
I think some of us have started doing that, and like you said, and do your due diligence and do your research so you have, you know, the knowledge. And obviously, if we had a proper functioning Freedom of Information Act, it might be a lot easier. But yeah, there were a lot of, you know, unscrupulous things that went down in that's all being revealed. But let's cut to the chase. Big headline today, you know, Ismerillian says he's opened a resolution with CCA. Well, if CCA is saying, hey, we don't have that 1.6, hey, make it easy, sign over Bahama to its original owner, to its original, you know, guy who had the idea for it. You don't have the $1.6 billion? Sign over the property to us, and we good to go.
But Naughty, CCA, to my understanding or knowledge, no longer owns Bahama or never did own Bahama. They were only the contractors for the construction phase of Bahama. The funds that they made out of that deal is what they bought those properties with.
Mm.
And Naughty, I want you to do some research. It's to my understanding, the properties and the alleged, what CCA does have as assets in country are only worth $500 million.
Anyway, what I could do is I could watch Saugus. All right? I, man, listen, he got that peanut money. He got that long peanut money. So I can watch.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
Here's something you got to correct, though. You said that the look at the black men that polled yesterday, 78% went with Kamala, 20% went with Trump.
Man, from what I've been made to understand, that the majority of the black men in America yesterday voted for Trump. That's what I saw from an
NBC poll. Well, I'm not. I looking at this poll with one of the latest there is right now, and the numbers still coming in. But we could do it because obviously, you know, those numbers may vary. But at the end of the day, we got to look at the Donald.
Look at those exit polls, man, audience, and you'll have a greater understanding.
What I'm looking at right now, white man 34%, 39% went Republican, 59% went with the Donald. White women, 47% went with Kamala. 52% went with
exactly.
Black men, 78% went with Kamala. 20% went with the Donald. Black women, 92% went with Kamala. And the other 8% went with the Donald. Latino men, 44%. Now, see, this is where they got a lot of, you know, mileage. The Latinos.
Ah.
Latino, 44%.
The deciding factor was naughty.
54% went Trump.
For both sides. The people who didn't want Donald or Kamala, but eventually, from what it appears, eventually voted Donald and Kamala. I mean, Donald, because they believe Donald was stronger on the is stronger on the issue of the economy, which opened the Dow open up 1,200 plus points this morning.
Well, I can be honest with you. Seattle nailed it. America voted for their pocket. They voted for who can put the most money in their pocket, and it is what it is. But good stuff. I got to get to these other calls, Carla. Yeah, good stuff. They appreciate you. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. What you saying?
What's going on, Big Jeff?
Welcome back. I hope that you're feeling a lot.
Thanks, man. I greatly appreciate it, and I do. Thank you so much.
Okay, Naughty. I don't care how much. And, you know, it's very interesting to see that the more that the chairman of the current political party tries to spin this narrative that no impact at all from that case with Bahama. You know, it's sad to say the perception of it is what is the reality on the ground. He could say as much as he wants. He could say that they don't have the courts, they don't have no jurisdiction in this country in terms of properties transferring stuff. But the thing is, it is the influence that the United States has on the Bahamas that we have to look at. The second part of it is, anyone who knows this Merlin family, as the previous caller so rightfully stated, and you have stated, their dollars are long. When they said that Mrs. Merlin was bankrupt, do you really think that his father, who I was made to understand, second largest peanut grower in the world.
In the world, globally contracts.
In the world.
To provide peanuts to multiple billion-dollar entities.
You really think that he is going to allow his son to lose that kind of money without trying to assist him?
Let me just throw this point out there. MJ made this point the other day, and we were having a discussion, and she made a very, very brilliant observation. Where did Sarkis go to college? Where did he go to university? Georgetown. Do you know what Georgetown puts out? You don't think he got some connections to make sure that the auditors come back to where it belong, where it need to be?
Okay. But you see, what happened, Naughty, is what I continuously say. We need to stop listening to the rhetoric being spewed by people on this online and go through any means to find information on what this man is worth, his family is worth.
And another question, what I had to scratch in my head is, why do we have a foreign entity as our envoy in all of this? We can't have a Bahamian? Why we got Mr. Liu? Or is Mr. Liu a Bahamian and we don't know about it? Is that a good question?
You know, these are the critical questions that are being asked. These are the critical points that's being put forward. They will continue, Naughty, to dismiss the public's perception in this whole debacle. But I'm going to tell you, it's not going to go anywhere. The narrative that they're trying to spin, but there's no influence by the United States in this country. Let me tell you something. We all will be asleep if we think for a second that the U.S. does not have any type of power or play or pull in this country. We've seen it time and time again, and only time is going to tell. And the true players is going to be exposed for the parts that they played in this whole debacle as far as Bahama is concerned. But thanks for taking my call.
No problem, Jeff. It's all good. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads. All right, let me check the text lines real quick. Great show, as usual, Naughty. Y'all better don't answer your phones, because when your cousins get kicked out of the U.S., they will be looking for a place to stay. I already have my phone on airplane mode, because Trump deporting your chief quick, fast, and in a hurry. Take your last picture at Walmart and get back home. Boy, I tell you, y'all got some texts today, boy. I thought it was just something y'all drank this morning with Dwight's show, but boy, y'all just all over the place today. Some of y'all, listen, I appreciate the text, but make sure it's like legible, all right, and decipherable, and we could read it, because some of y'all, you got everything running to one, and I don't want to say the wrong thing. Naughty Fred could live until he's 200. Sarkis will never be broke. But you have to give it to Fred. He makes sure that the PLP base remains ignorant and dumb. Wow. How you really feel, Texter? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Naughty, I call back just to put what you just say in the better context than what you say. You say, but why are Chinese voices a Bohemian and you make it national?
Now, I was trying to be facetious, but broke it down then, brother. Break it down. Let me hear what you got.
Well, I want to know why one of the former senior executives of China State Construction is today, by virtue of what the current Minister of Foreign Affairs have said. How did he become a special envoy?
That's my question.
Government? I don't care if he in Long Island. How did the senior executive from China State Construction become a special envoy to this sitting government of today?
I guess we gotta ask the chairman / minister of foreign affairs, minister of affairs and foreign,
and MP for Fox. Let's start now. Get the excavator, get the underwater RUV, whatever. Let's go to the depths in this one to really find out what's been going on.
Yeah. I want to know why we don't want one of us represent one of us.
Follow the finder's fee.
You know what I always say? Connect the dots and follow the money, and you'll find out exactly how the thing go. But that's why they don't want to stop that Freedom of Information Act, because that could make it too easy.
Enjoy your evening, buddy.
You too, my brother. Be safe. Good stuff. Talking Heads.
Naughty, what's up, man? It's a piece, boy. What's happening?
What's going on, St. Pete, boy? I know you're calling today, boy. You feeling good, boy? Your chest swelled right up.
Man, I ended up feeling good. I mean, I voted for the person who I feel is the best candidate. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy for all Americans who support. But the point of this, a lot of reasons why a lot of black people voted for Donald Trump, because the Democrats took the black vote, especially black. Long, you got Obama, them who live in their multi-millionaire state behind their gated communities, and all Oprah them and all these celebrities, they want to chastise people, you know, to tell you who to vote for. You know, that's why a lot of, you know, I believe some of them might go back to the Democratic Party, but they want to make a statement. Y'all take us for granted. We can show y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, now, St. Pete, that's your sentiment, and I know you live there, and I get that, but the numbers at the polls are saying different. It's more or less the Latinos that swung it, that made a difference.
But Donald Trump only get like 20 to 25% of the black vote. That's most ever in any republic ever got in black, especially black men. That's the highest ever. You see that number? And let me tell you something. I went to the polls yesterday. I mean, I just passed it. I voted early. I passed it like about 6:30 in the morning. And man, the line was like almost two blocks away. You got people who really never voted came out, and this was in the hood. I thought I'm in the hood. Man, lies. People will say, I'm going to be late for work today, but I'm going to go.
But let me ask you a question there, St. Pete. At the crux of it, is that what you're over there, you're on the ground, is that the crux of what America voted on? Just good old-fashioned wallet? Who going to put the most money in my wallet right now?
Yeah, let me tell you, regardless of what people, some people voted for abortion, some people wanted to see history, but at the end of the day, people are going to vote their pocketbook, man. You know what I'm saying? When you, although they say the economy is doing good, but when it trickles down, you go to the food store, what you could have spent $50 for 4 years ago in the same product, you got to spend almost $100. You got takes you like $40 to fill your tank. Now it might cost you $80 to fill your tank.
Well, you can get an electric vehicle and go hybrid and save a chunk at the station.
But let me just, honestly, America ain't ready for electric vehicles. They have to build, you know, industries like that. You know, eventually, they gonna be in maybe another 10 years. They gonna be ready, but people work their pocketbook, man. You know what I'm saying? You got some people that got two income and those, and they still can't make it. You got people live on fixed income. These senior citizens get Social Security. They might get $1,200 to $1,500 a month, but yet rent up from $800 to $1,200. So you know, Naughty, when you go to the food bank, you got some people who never thought would go to the food bank. I mean, and veterans too. And the point of this, people tired coming across the border, and they getting all these perks. And you got veterans, homeless veterans who put their life on the line for this country, and then they can't even get $20 worth of food stuff. But you got people coming across the border, they get thousands of dollars food.
But St. Pete, I don't want to be hard on you when I say this, but didn't you come across the border and join the army and the military?
But look here, I came to write back. When I first came to America, I came here on a student visa, and I had a work permit.
You came on a student visa, and ain't never going back. Look at you.
Yeah, but I got a work permit, and I applied for my green card. I got my green card. They had to vet me. FBI background check back then. AIDS was the popular disease, so you had to get AIDS test. So I had to get police records from the Bahamas. You know, any country I live in, they had to do all that stuff. So, yeah, I got my green card, and I say, since I got my green card, I joined the military. And that's the best thing ever happened to me, you know what I'm saying? I did 21 years.
No, listen, I get the patriotism, and I get the service, and I get the fact, like you said, that you found a better way over there for you, and that's great. But I also look back at some of my teammates that I went to school with and played ball with in college who happened to be Latino for culture, whose grandparents and some of their parents came over in that Mariel boat lift.
I remember,
they're referred to as Marielitos. And to this day, from that day to this, complete change. They were one of the biggest sets saying, hey, we got to protect the borders. And my thing is, have you forgot from whence you came?
The point is, most Hispanic people get illegal immigration and legal immigration mixed up. Okay, most Hispanic people who live in America, they sick and tired of the. They come and they had to do it the right way. They had to wait years to get again. You got some people that's walking across the border and getting all the benefits, reaping out. That's what people tired of. You know what I'm saying? But the bottom line, we voted for President Trump, but we have to see that, everybody.
I got to get to these other calls, St. Pete, but I got to text the chairman and say, Naughty, I praying for St. Pete. Because when Trump deported him, tell him you and me and everybody could be right at the airport to welcome him back.
Listen to me. If you got legal rights in this country, the only way you could be deported, if you do a crime and you go into the system, they could revoke your citizenship. As long as you don't break the laws,
what else to get your citizenship revoked? Not having a sense of humor, St. Pete. You got to know when people pulling your leg. Have a good one, okay, man. We can talk soon. Be safe. Let's get to these other calls. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty. What's going on, man? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. Better than I was. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, Muff. Fluid going around. That just make you think like you're getting across Jordan, but that ain't no joke.
Yeah, that ain't no joke. But I agree with my cousin, Jeff, and I agree with the texter. Yeah, Fred Mitchell talking foolishness, man. Because if you, CCA, they come here to build a hotel for soccer, right? And so what they doing, buying the British colonial?
Brings it in for $54 million and then going and buy the British colonial, which is not a point.
Right. So what they doing, they're investing in all of them. They've been finishing off the man hotel and all of that. They can talk, but they ain't got no money. But I agree with what you say there. Well, if you ain't got
free
no money,
free it up, man. Give me Bahama. Give me the point. And British colonial, WAP. Everything cool. And that one's all over.
That's all.
Good.
And then CCA, when they first come over here to start doing, when Ingram them to bring them over, they say that was owned by the Chinese government. You're talking about Ismaili and Daddy got money? Ismaili and Daddy got money? Well, the Chinese government got money too. They got money too. So if CCA owned by them, no, but they got money. Come up with that 1.6. Or give the man the hotel. And that's what I hear into on the news too one time. They say, they get to stay, right? Get it. They're not being paying $400,000 a day interest on the settlement.
They need to free up. I mean, all of this is posturing right now. If the Ismaelian group is ready to come to an agreement with CCA, CCA need to find that agreement and make that agreement happen, because if you don't have the $1.6 billion that the court ordered for you to pay, you got to free up something. If you don't have the cash, then you got to free up your assets.
The man and that been going to this from 2015. Then the man trying to free up and stop talking foolishness. Fred Mitchell talking foolishness. That'll be linked to that, yeah? He got trying to. And then what happened to the battle in the U.S. government, say, the battle, father and son, the budget battle, investigation.
That's another one.
That
go deep, too. And the more you dig there, you can see more homies, lovers, cronies, friends, and family who had contract down there, too.
Yeah, I know. Let me let someone else.
And don't forget, Jerome, the homie, was calling and begging for his dad, too.
Oh, yeah, he wanted a trucking contract.
And now here he is in the office of the prime minister. Anyhow, let's go to the next call. Talk to you later, Muff. Good stuff. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Nani.
Hey, what's going on, Antoine?
Right, man. I didn't know you was out there.
Yeah, man, I got that. I got that flu that's going on. I had it, but I mean, you know, be careful. Don't get no part of that, bro.
Yeah, I ain't trying to get that, eh? But I'm happy to know that you're back on the job.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
And that you're doing much better.
Appreciate it.
Continue to do well and be safe. Good afternoon to the nation. I didn't call to comment on the Starkist thing, but I heard you said something that I didn't quite catch earlier, that he made a statement in the media. What was that statement you said he made?
I said in the paper, it said the Ismailian group is open to resolution with CCA.
Right, yeah. Oh, okay. All right. I wonder if that's what you said.
And to that resolution, I said, if you ain't got the money, free up Hamas, sign it over. Everything cool. I go my way, you go yours.
Well, the resolution is certainly a good start and a common sense approach between responsible citizens to try and resolve this matter.
Because at the end of the day, Bahamian jobs are at stake, too. You don't want to rock that boat.
So that it doesn't create any further fallout as a result of a matter that could be resolved amicably between the original visionaire and the developers of the Bahama. It's too great a project. As the tourism minister, Chester Cooper, always acknowledges, we only have about half of the rooms that we need, rooms inventory that we need in tourism. So we certainly can't afford to lose Margaritaville. We certainly can't afford to lose the Hilton Resort, which has had its own set of challenges between closure and opening, closure and reopening.
Yeah,
and
I mean, when is that his challenges? Give him an opportunity to do what he wanted to do in the first place
very seriously that would happen, but, you know, I trust that, seeing as though Sarkis made the, based on what you said, Sarkis made the offer of resolution, then I hope that CCA would be more than prepared to meet him halfway so that everybody walks away at least able to live another day after this whole process. And perhaps even at the end of it, Sarkis could still be made whole, you know, through all of his losses, because that's really what the law is supposed to do, seek to make everyone whole in the process.
Correct.
And not seek to take advantage of anyone over the other in the process, which is not good dealing. Now, to make the comment on what I really call for, Naughty, when you said St. Louis, that's St. Louis, or who was that, Pittsburgh? Who was that you were talking to?
Oh, no, that was St. Petersburg, St. Pete.
St. Petersburg, right.
Right there, right outside out of the Tampa area, St. Petersburg.
You said something that caught my attention when he was telling you about the dollars and cents that the Trump administration and both the Harris administration was seeking to propose to American citizens to make life better for them. And you said, well, is everything riding on pretty much the nickel and dimes, is what you were saying. But I was
on
very
the wallet,
happy.
On the wallet, like is that the crux? Is that the main reason why you voted for Trump? Was that
right? But Naughty, to St. Pete's credit, I thought he did a very going down the list of why it's so important and why you place so much, why one would place so much emphasis on seeking to move in the direction of an administration that not only promising, but that you feel confident has the ability to level the playing field to ensure that the wealth of America reaches not only the...
Antoine, are you trying to make 5%. A bold comparison between the administration you love so much and Trump? Are you really?
Well, I don't understand.
Calling
what you're saying,
BS now!
but look, yeah, I believe I understand where you're going, right? Naughty,
I'm driving. You was good. I know you long time, Antoine.
To that end, no. You're aware, of course, Naughty. On this one, you're aware, of course. And so save that BS call. Help me out first.
All right.
And so localizing it, Naughty. The PLP, the government that I support, Prime Minister Davis, Deputy Prime Minister Cooper, the cabinet, we have a lot of work to do because we are certainly far from where we ventured to be when we started the campaign trail for the 2021 government, which we were successful in gaining. And we have a live example. Things didn't just shift in the favor of Trump. He didn't just win the popular vote. He didn't just win the college vote. Trump, similar to what happened down there in Weston and Bimini, West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Naughty Will.
Okay, now Sean I can call BS. Now I can Sean call BS.
Yeah, help me out. You staunch FNM polling division.
Anton, you was doing so good up until that point, man. You don't, if you ain't going to talk about, Naughty, you know, how much was spent by this administration on that by-election and break it all down? Come on, man.
I can't talk over you.
No.
Because your mic is louder.
Right, but at the same time.
I don't hear what I'm saying.
All I want you to do is do the whole thing, though. Don't just come with the jaded side fact. Put the whole thing out there.
No, it's nothing. Nothing is jaded, what I'm saying, Naughty. If you would hear me, if you would just hear me,
okay,
you would understand what I'm saying.
I let you finish, but you lost me with the compassion to West End and Bimini. But go ahead.
Just let me finish.
Go ahead.
And then you'll be able to.
And then I'll call BS. Go ahead.
That's fine with me. Trump would have gained a lot of ground, as in Peach was saying, based on the analysis. Chibago would have discussed a lot of it, but I would have followed a lot of it myself on CNN as I watched the entire program last night, right? And it said to me that people who typically follow one party over the next, because of their level of frustration, because of their level of exhaustion, because of their being tired of empty promises, they decided to move in a completely different direction. And so they threw up their hands and said, we have nothing to lose giving our vote to Trump, trying our hand with President Trump. The same thing can happen here. It happened in 2017, Naughty, when the FNM under Hubert Minnis, Prime Minister Hubert Minnis, was able to get the support of many of the grassroots communities in our country. The same thing could repeat itself quite easily.
It happened with this present administration, it happened with this current administration. When they were in opposition, they were a four-member opposition. And look where they are today.
That's what I'm speaking about.
So it can happen again. It can happen for a Pinto-led opposition as well, too.
I'm simply saying, Naughty, if we don't, you heard what Trump said when he was at the podium giving his thank you speech. Him and his vice president, Vance, told the American people they will keep their promises. They both said to the American people, we will all rise together.
But guess
we will
what?
We will share the economic opportunities of America.
I hope you take this message to where it needs to be in your camp.
I'm doing
they
it
need
now.
To hear it.
I'm doing it. Naughty, this is my way of doing it.
And I hope they don't punish you for it. And I hope they don't.
If I was to tell you half the story of what really goes on behind the scenes,
let me ask you this question.
You and Willie would have jokes for the rest of the year.
Let me ask you this question. I know you don't have to answer me here. You can answer me off here. But right. I want to know who in the PLP caused Desron Bonas to get locked up at the airport. That's what I want to know.
Say what?
Who caused
Desron got locked up?
Who caused Desron get locked up at the airport? I see on social media Desron get locked up at the airport. I want to know which one of y'all did it. Which camp did it? Was it the Kobe Davis camp? Was it the Chester Cooper camp? Well, it ain't Kobe Davis because he's right hard for her. Was it Chester or was it the Glover Road? I mean, let me know. I know you in there. Which camp? Because I know y'all got in fighting going on in there. Y'all like the Hatfields and the McCoys. So let me know.
Honest to God, that is news to me. I don't follow social media at all, my brother. If you want to get to me, you got to reach me directly.
Well, I can call you off here, and I got to ask you the same question because I need to point me in the right direction, all right?
I can look into that, Naughty. Thank you
for
letting
me know. Be safe, my brother.
Blessings.
All right. Yes, sir. You too. All right. Let's get these other two real quick if we could. Talking Heads, you got to make it quick. What's going on? Talking Heads. Next one, Talking Heads.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on real quick?
Huh?
What you got for me real quick?
You celebrating today?
Celebrating what? Feeling better? Yes.
Yeah, thank God for life, eh?
Yeah, man. Outside of that, I ain't got nothing else to celebrate. As a comedian, Trump, he can bring me some jokes.
Yeah.
My Lakers, my Cowboys in the toilet. My Yankees be lost. So, I celebrating, feeling better.
Yeah, at least we have something to smile about.
There you go.
Yeah, so the pause is wrong, eh?
Which pause?
The ports in America with the presidency.
How so? Wrong how?
They were saying it was so tight. They're saying it dead tight.
Yeah, well, it ain't tight no more.
That one called over. Huh?
I said that one called over.
Yeah. I hope Donald Trump do good, though, but I hope the Secret Service continue to protect him, you see, and watch over him.
Yes.
What's his policies and his agenda? What he get to do? A lot of people's livelihood depends, lies on it. And I believe they'll try to attempt to kill him again. So I hope they just protect him and we continue to pray for him, man. You know, we's over there, we's voting for him. Ain't naughty?
I know about all that. I know who I was voting for. I might have gone independent. I might have voted for Kobe Bryant, Superman, Thor.
Trump, fight it.
I too bash for Trump to have a like. Yeah, I got to take that into consideration, too. Trump see me when Trump is straight across the border. So, you know, I got to look out for who got my back. But anyhow, we shall see. Naughty, that was too big. That Brad Davis, no, he's a poor excuse for prime minister, and it would be too big to rig in the Bahamas in 2026 or before. He won't see too straight. Well, okay. Never know. Got to let all of that play out. All right, Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the 5 o'clock. We'll be talking sports. And good stuff, everybody who chimed in the first hour. Excellent stuff, man. Good stuff. Glad to be back, and we'll continue the conversation on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, November 6th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie, buenos días, it's Wednesday and it's time for your three ball, the lucky tres pelotas, the numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game.
630-630-630.
Play them and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the...
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas government savings guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government savings bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas government saving bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and is finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And abuse me, I leave the wheat to ground.
We're back at ya on the Wednesday, November 6th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty in your company, right up until 6 p.m. Short Pearly will be zooming in short order, and we'll be having that conversation with him. I know he got some residual Dodger foolishness he want, you know, he wants to chime in on, so I'm sure we'll talk with him on that. But like I said, again, thanks for everybody who reached out and made sure I was good. I am good. I have no fear. I'm back in the chair. God is good. And yeah, don't catch none of that flu. And for the texter, listen here, texter. I wanted to get to you earlier, but we got a little, a little distracted. Naughty, that ain't no flu y'all got. Y'all brothers got COVID. Listen, when you go to the doctor, they test you for that, for COVID. So that's how I know I don't have COVID. I have the flu. Thank you, Wonderkin. I appreciate that, though. Ah, boy. I tell you. Yeah, you got to be patient sometimes in this year. Before we get into everything, though, in this hour, a little FYI for you. And celebrate their milestone 180th anniversary on November 23rd, 2024, beginning Monday, November 4th. And every day this month, they're going to feature a blast from the past, highlighting pages from the oldest and most respected newspaper of record over the past 18 decades. Wonderful snapshots of the Bahamas transitioning from abolition of slavery to the period of internal self-governance and independence and into the 21st century. Surprising keepsakes for history buffs and for anyone who just loves the Bahamas. And remember, you got the competition going on too. Circle that logo. Get it in. You could be winning cash. That's how we do it. So look out for Pearly, Mr. Producer. While you look out for him, let me get in today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And before I get into that, got to remind you, Joker's Wild is open. For some of you guys who hit me up, yep, we are back open. We're doing our thing. Tuesday through Sunday, doors open at 8:15. Showtime is at 9. Over by 10:30. 2-for-1 on locals, so take advantage of that. All right? And you got Jody, you got Absar Siddiqui, very funny dude. And you got yours truly funny from start to finish. So you definitely want to check that out. 2-for-1 on the locals. So take advantage of that. All right, Tuesday through Sunday. And we're located over there between the Carl and the Beach Tower and the beautiful Atlantis. Get it? Got it. Good. And don't forget as well, got to remind you, KFC, another big sponsor, and they're doing big things. Yes. You definitely want to check it out. You don't want to miss out on that Bacon Ranch chicken sandwich, but they got the Bacon Ranch big box going on. So you get the Bacon Ranch chicken sandwich, you get the nuggets, you get the fries, you get the soft drink, man, you get the dessert. Yeah. You get the strawberry biscuit or the warble biscuit.
Stop trying to make people hungry, man.
But I'm looking at this right now by an Oaksfield right over here. So you know, I tell you, boy, it might be 2 a.m. for sure. But yeah, man, Pearly, I appreciate you holding it down for me the last couple of days. Greatly appreciated. You did a great job. And yeah, now we're back in the swing of things. We got to get into, today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And it's happy hour out there at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7. Well worth the trip. If you're in the area, go on out and check it out. That's a good time. Great food specials, great highball specials. All right, it's off the chain. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Chopin Plaza. And on this day in sports history, November 6th, boy, Pearly, it's one of them days in sports history.
Yeah, a lot.
Poof. 1861.
Go for it.
November 6th, 1861, the inventor of basketball, James Naismith, was born. 1869, the first official intercollegiate football game was played in New Brunswick, New Jersey. 1958, the American League announced that Kansas City would play a record 52 night games in 1959. 1966, Tim Brown of the Philadelphia Eagles ran back 2 kickoffs for touchdowns in the same game against the Dallas Cowboys. 1969, and I don't, it was before my time and I didn't choose to watch it. A tie for the Cy Young Award occurred for the first time. Detroit's Denny McClain and Baltimore's Mike Cuellar both won the award for best pitcher in the American League. 1974, Mike Marshall became the first relief pitcher to win the Cy Young Award. 1982, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the National Football League could not dictate the hometown of a team Raiders wanting to move to Los Angeles. 1989, NFL charities donated $1 million through the United Way to benefit the victims of the Bay Area earthquake. 1995, ESPN announced a five-year contract extension with Major League Baseball. The contract represented the first time that baseball's postseason would be on cable. 1995, Art Modell, the owner of the Cleveland Browns, announced plans to move his team to Baltimore. 1995, it was announced that a contract had been signed on October 27th that finalized the Cleveland Browns' move to Baltimore. 1995, Mark Messier scored his 500th NHL goal. 1996, Michael Jordan scored 50 points for the 29th time in his career. And in 2002, Emmitt Smith and the Dallas Cowboys dropped the puck at a game between the Dallas Stars and the Vancouver Canucks. And the quote of the day, a nickel isn't worth a dime anymore. Yogi Berra.
I really don't know Yogi's come up with them things. Listen, that move, when Cleveland moved, that's when they, in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night in the U-Haul trucks.
Yep, yep.
And before they know it, by the time they knew what was going on, they had already hit the road and was heading to Baltimore.
I remember that distinctly.
So much so that the Browns' longtime fans, who were heartbroken, subpoenaed the NFL, and they gave them an expansion franchise later on, known as today's Cleveland Browns. To make up for it, they took that one extremely hard. They wanted it, like, he couldn't take the name or nothing. He had to move them and change the name and everything. You forget it. We got Pearly, or did he mute himself?
I'm radio. No, I radio.
You sound like you distracted.
I was a bit distracted.
Well, you know. Get undistracted.
I'm working on it.
Ah, boy. Anyhow. We got to talk, Pearly. We got to get to this first break in short order, but we got to talk. We got to talk some possible Major League Baseball offseason hot stove news. Some big names could be moving. Some trades could be coming down the pike.
Yep.
And I hear they might even look to get Alonso in New York, bro.
No, he's not going to leave the Mets.
You never know.
You're going to probably keep Juan Soto. You're going to probably see Corbin Burns end up in LA. Sasaki out of the Japan and in LA. Adams, the shortstop, may end up in LA.
And the Butcher, the Baker, the Candlestick Maker can end up in LA too.
Hey,
and the ghost of Jackie Robinson is already there, so you got everything covered.
You're just upset.
I'm just not being facetious. I mean, the way you sounded, everybody and their mom going to play for the Dodgers.
So I didn't say that. I said they could. It ain't going to be all four of them, but it could be at least two of them.
Naughty, you and Pearly want to talk about something? Get Big Chief on the phone and let him know Georgia should not nowhere be near number two.
Why not?
Well, you got a team like UM undefeated after 9 weeks.
Who has UM beaten and who has Georgia beaten?
Georgia has an L, brother.
To a top five team.
Miami has no L's whatsoever. Until they get one, they need to be ranked higher. They're taking the road, Pearly. They've been 10, they've been 8, they've been 7, they've been 6, they've been 7, they've been 5.
And they're right where they're supposed to be, number 4 right now. I think that came out last night, right?
Yeah. They got to put some respect on the U, man.
I'm not taking any respect off the U. All I know is one thing, you got to earn that. And they didn't get there. Their problem is who they're playing. They're not playing any top 10 teams at all.
They can score with any top team in all the land. I'll tell you that right now.
No, they can do that. They can do that. But they have.
I don't know if they could stop. I don't know if they could stop any team in the land, but they could score with them. I'll tell you that much.
But they have to do that real soon.
LSU will beat Bama this week. Boy, I don't know.
Well, this last game they played this stuff.
Oregon is number one. They genuinely should be there. Ohio State at number two. And Georgia at number three is arguable. And Miami needs to be in the conversation. anywhere from 5 down, I don't have a problem with. Texas, Penn State, Tennessee, Indiana, BYU, Notre Dame, Alabama, Boise State.
Is that the coaches? Is that the playoff poll or AP you're looking at?
What say? That's the college football playoff top 25 brought to you by Allstate and ESPN.
Okay. I don't see a problem over there. You got Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, Miami, Texas. I like that.
And Georgia, here's an interesting text.
Georgia beat Texas. Texas was number one when Georgia beat
Texas. Naughty, tell Purdy he got to do the math. Several of those teams that Miami have beaten have also beaten Clemson and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh ranked number 18 and Clemson number 23. So they have some pedigree to their opponents, but I get it. You haven't squared up against the top 10 and played them yet. So that's fair enough.
You know, you haven't. And that's the problem. That's why they can't go any higher than 4 right now.
They'll get there, though. They'll get where they need to be. But that's very interesting.
Florida State. They've got Florida State coming up.
They could beat the brakes off of Florida State, brother.
Let's see. See, if you look at their schedule, all right, they've got Florida State. No, they beat Florida State, sorry. They beat Duke. They got Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech. Yeah, they beat Florida State already.
Then they got Wake Forest, and then they got Syracuse. They're going to stay at 4 unless one of these other teams get beat. Because they're not playing anybody with any weight.
All right, let's see.
And that's the problem.
Let's see where it goes. It's going to be interesting to watch that one play off.
They're playing Duke. Duke 6-3.
Who?
Duke.
Miami just beat Duke.
I mean, they beat Duke.
They're playing Georgia Tech.
They got Georgia Tech is 5-4.
But Georgia Tech always is a pickle game for Miami.
Then you got Wake Forest is another team. 4-4. And then you got another team, and then they got Syracuse, ending with Syracuse. Syracuse is 6-2. That'll be a tough game.
Syracuse, yeah, that's always going to be tough. That's a rivalry game. But apparently 6 teams are going to be suitors for Juan Soto, Pearly. Including the Yankees, including your Dodgers. The Orioles are going to be a dark horse contender as well.
I don't think so. It doesn't make sense for the Dodgers to sign Soto because Soto's weakness is his fielding. Soto's not a good fielder. The fielder. So if you sign him for a 10-year contract, he's got Otani for another 10 years. What you going to do for your DH? Is he really going to be basing him?
Are they moving Mookie back to the infield?
Probably not. If they get Adams, however you pronounce his name, he would be the starting shortstop. Gavin Lux has earned this spot on second base, so Mookie is staying right.
Well, listen, the Yankees, they're doing what Cashman is doing, what I wanted him to do. Pitching, and more pitching. All right? They worked on shoring up their rotation. Remember now, I told you that Garrett Cole there was only to get that extra year at $36 million, which he got. So now he's going to sign and stay there. Now they got to rebuild the bullpen, which could lose Tim Hill, Clay Holmes, and Tommy Cannell this winter. Listen, Tim Hill and Clay Holmes, if they go, look, Cannell, yeah, I want back.
You know, but you want to keep Holmes. Cannell, I can understand, but you want to keep Holmes.
Holmes is a good middle reliever, but he ain't that closer. And he ain't Burley.
Holmes pitched well for y'all in the playoffs against us as well.
Yeah, but prior to that in the regular season, he cost us some games.
Yeah, I'll play this shoot. Do you want to get rid of Judd? Judd cost y'all a game.
Yeah, well, Judge, you know. Tanner Scott, who's coming off an all-star season split between the Marlins and the San Diego Padres, is hitting free agency. So he may be one that the Yankees go after.
The Dodgers going after him as well. Because we're going to lose Bueller. We're going to lose
Bueller Flaherty. May be one that ends up in New York, too.
We're going to lose Flaherty. Daniel Hudson retired. We lost two. Daniel Hudson and someone else retired. Oh, that's Kersh. Cashmere retired, and we gotta bring Blake training back.
Well, the Yankees, like I said, you looking at those angles. Yankees looking all pitching because Ken Rosenthal is actually on the radar.
Yes, I know that.
All right.
Snell. Smell, Smell may end up in San Diego.
And Scott is one of the key interests for the Yankees. Jeff Hoffman with the Phillies is hitting the market as well, too. He's another one posting a 2.17 ERA. So they might do that, or they might pursue a reliever via trade. Because you still got the Brewers, Devin Williams, and the Cardinals, Ryan Helsley, available as well, too. But I want to see them do, rebuild that bullpen. Don't have us on the edge of our chairs as Yankee fans and belly breaking down when the relievers come in.
Yeah.
Get to the point where, you know, you got you got Weaver to do what Weaver does and make him, let him, Chase being the next Mariano, shutting people down and build the bullpen around. We got the bats, we got what it takes at the skill positions, we need the pitching, man.
Yeah, but you're going to lose Rizzo. You're going to lose Torres.
We let Rizzo go, though.
Yeah.
And Torres came, you got somebody right in the farm system ready to come step in and replace Torres the same way he did it before him.
Oh, so y'all got somebody in the farm system, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You forget we got I get his name for you on the break. Second baseman. Brought him up, brought him back down, brought him up. He had a couple of tastes.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll have a look at that and see what they do there. But obviously they got options. And at the end of the day, Jazz changes that landscape too, because he can play around that infield. So we'll see. Let me see if I get that name for you real quick, Pearly. And like I said, we got to get in some picks on the flip side of the break. We got a couple other things to talk about, and I'll try to get that name for you, and I'll pick it up on the flip side as the Wednesday, October 6th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Cause pirates then we strike by night. I want to come trick you with them black and white.
With fine style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine thread is your place, is your place, is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices. Helpful and shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. The bonafide banner we got, Babylon and the free jack, could have never get me down. I know they check with the friend. Me bona fire banner we got. Babylon and the free jack could never get me down. I know they try to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the friend. It will go for so long and the plantation. And me never get paid.
of all they stole away. How many life them slay? Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are yes? You and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know and you colonial spell. And all those fans that thing that you come tell. Hey! And all those books you stole away. All those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day. Babylon, me bona fire, bana we got Babylon and the preacher could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a frown. Me bona fire, bana we got Babylon and the preacher could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a frown.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, November 6th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Got Pearly in the building as well. And Pearly.
Yes, sir.
Lakers playing Memphis tonight, buddy. Should be a good game.
Wait, you saw that move job Morant made the other night?
Man, if I saw it, my God, that was brilliant.
God. I was like, oh, God.
The brothers are off the chain. Problem with Memphis is they got some good young players on the squad. They got a talented squad, but they got to go through the maturation process. They don't secure leads. They've lost a couple of games that they should have won. They were up, you know what I mean, and got run down.
Defense.
I don't know if it's case of defense or.
You can lose the league. You can lose a lead if you don't play defense.
Yeah, you can lose a lead if you don't play defense, and if your scoring goes cold and your defense ain't playing, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yep.
But they're, you know, that they're a 1-point favorite tonight against the Lakers. The Lakers, they lost against Detroit. And here we go again. Is it that same Laker team from last year that's going to lose to teams that they should beat? If you're going to be a serious contender, you got to win those games against the teams that you should win.
They came out flat in the first half, was down by 20.
24.
Made a valiant run in the second half, but it wasn't enough. They didn't have enough left.
Valid. Listen to you talk about I could spin. They never came closer than 12 in the second half.
But, babe, they used to be. They used to be.
Well, how close did they get? Because I did fall asleep. I ain't going to lie.
They lost 115. They lost by 12. Yeah.
They lost by 12. They never got it closer than 12.
Yeah. They lost by 12. You're correct.
Where you used to be.
I can't say it on the radio.
Worshipping that Dodger shrine. That's what happened. Where you used to be.
Yeah, they outscored us 67-53 in the first half. We came back in the second half and made a run. We got it to 77-83. And that ended the third quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, they blew us out.
Well, they got to do better. We have to do better.
Yeah.
Because Redick's got to develop some sort of lineup in chemistry.
He's getting there. He's getting there. Your boy don't play at all.
Bronny? Bronny played 7 seconds the other night.
Yeah, and he didn't.
Flash in and flash out.
He did not play coach's decision.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's happening, man?
What's happening? What's going on, Mystery?
Man, it's so good to hear your voice. How you doing?
I hear you was talking a lot of smack about me when I was sick, Mystery, and if I didn't have friends like Pearly and Muff to get you in your place.
But I was also concerned about your health. Let's get that out of the way.
I don't even believe you. You need to wipe your mouth and wipe your fingers. You're talking ish and you're typing ish. Go ahead.
Hey, Naughty. I was kind of down to hear that you was down because I couldn't talk to you on the day after you got that beaten. So I was feeling like you was feeling.
Yeah, I kind of been feeling down for going on almost 2 years now, waiting for you to pay this debt that you keep, turning yellow and tucking your tail and running and hiding.
I come in to see. I can put that shade on.
So,
I can put that straight on.
I know exactly how you feel about being disappointed.
But you can come by the stage studio tomorrow and put the shade on.
I will consider strongly. But it's good to have you back, Naughty. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your sentiments.
Yeah, man. And you sound real. You sound straight. You got all of that out of you. So you good now, right?
It ain't all gone, but it most of it, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't really want to talk any sports right now because I'm feeling a little down because Kamala Harris lost last night, but I'm good.
All them Republican tourists come in, and maybe they will be the ones that come off the ships and pass the port and come down and support y'all, brothers.
I hope so. I hope so, man.
Because Trump is going to make taxing in the Bahamas great again.
Yeah, I agree. and then he's also going to cause an exodus of immigrants from the United States back to their countries.
That won't happen. Trust me, that won't happen.
It's going to be an exodus. Trust me.
It won't happen. I'll tell you why it won't happen.
Tell me why.
The American economy cannot afford to lose illegal immigrants. That's who the
not,
that's the fellows
who
who's being in Mankato, Minnesota, where the Green Giant Company is picking all the fruit.
I can tell you one thing. He said in his statement this morning, I'm going to give you what I promise you. That's to his followers. And guess what? He won big because of that particular policy, because of that particular issue. He won big because of that. Okay? That was number one.
I'm willing to bet you he will not do that more than twice. He will maybe do two roundups for show, and that's it. Because once them big business under my bottom line, because they are able to pay them fellas under the table, they don't have to pay them minimum wage. They can pay them anything, and that's saving them money. It's just passing on to me and you when you go to buy them cut greens. And that bag of corn on the cob.
Okay? Well, I'll wait and see. I'm going to give it at least 6 months to a year.
What will happen is you'll see how he performs, and then November 2026, when the midterm elections come, will be the test to see if he's doing a good job or not.
Yeah.
We got to get to this other call, Mystery, but good to hear from you, man. Chime in tomorrow and Friday when we talking football on the weekend especially, man.
All right, Naughty. Take care, man.
All right. Appreciate you, bro. Talking heads.
Somebody did say today, Ben, Red been in and the States, Red has been in the Bahamas. I don't know how true that is, but I heard.
I know about that. But what I tell you? That's a sign, though. People might be, looking for a change in comparison.
In 16, he won, Red won. In 21, he lost, Red lost. So you never know.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, that's a crazy Bushman, but you just be busting off there,
man.
Buddy.
Yeah, I got some other ones that you're going to start busting off to.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's big tunes right there by Bushy, though. That's a big tune, right?
Big
and if you listen to the
Bushy,
lyrics
that's
in
a
there,
big,
too.
That's a big, big tune.
And it licking on some of
the... Doc out for Sunday coming with the hamstring or what? Or you can play?
You know, Doc is out for 4 weeks, brother. We got Cooper Rush for the next 4 weeks.
Oh, y'all got Coupe. Hey, that's the second time Coupe has been put in for him.
Y'all have
been put in for 2 years for him. But Coupe didn't play good. Coupe win, but
right,
five
but
Perley, six games.
Five, right, but listen, here's the deal. I talked to Perley off here. I don't want Dallas to do no part of no winning, bro. Like, I want them to lose out. And we last in the NFC right now above Carolina only.
Yeah,
in the wild card race.
Season, yeah.
So trash the season. We'll end up with a top five pick.
Uh-huh.
And you go from there. You get a top five pick. You could trade back and you could get more pieces. You could do a lot of things with that. We do draft well as the Cowboys. We do.
The Brian Flores strategy.
We do draft well. And get a young coach in there, too, that can make those pieces work.
Oh, yeah. He can fire. I ain't going to lie with him, but he can fire. Jerry's gonna fire him, but
somebody need to fire Jerry because Jerry doing foolishness.
Craft and be sticking the mic up in craft mode and
but check this out.
The Cowboys know they gotta go to Jerry Jones
because that's how Jerry got them programmed. Jerry don't know math either. Because for all the money he makes, how could you trade a fourth round pick for the fifth best receiver in Carolina? And Mingo got some upside because he was a number two man, and he got some potential. But you don't give up a fourth round pick for him. You give a fifth round or sixth round for him, man.
Yeah. But you are talking about the Lakers, but the Heat running me off too. But the Heat starting off just like last year, man. The second half can't hold the lead in the second half, man.
They run me out on one parlay the other night because of that foolishness.
Joking, man. Jimmy and Bob, hero playing good.
Tighter.
And break, we got to pull up break. Break playing good. And I know what happened to Ricky. Wave. I ain't see Wave. Wave must be on the bench.
He might be riding the David Brent.
But anyway, let me let y'all get to the picks.
Be getting to them right now, man.
All right.
Good
day
from you, Muff. Appreciate you checking on me. All right, Pearly. And don't forget the Island Game takedown. The NFL takedown is still going on with the Island Game. And they got the big NFL takedown going on. A big drawing in November for $5,000. In December, the grand prize, all expense paid trip to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. So you don't want to miss out on that. All you got to do, log on to theislandgame.com, sign up with their sports book. Once you're verified, they're going to give you some bonus, extra bonus bucks to play with. You make a $20 play, single game or parlay, you're going to be registered for the November drawing and for the December drawing. So it pays to play and win with the Island Game because the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. Pearly, NBA tonight, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 games on top tonight. Rapid fire. Here we go. Detroit, 1.5 on the road against Charlotte.
I like Charlotte.
I like Charlotte at home, too. I do. I like Charlotte at home. Orlando Magic, on the road against the Pacers. Pacers, 4.5-point favorites at home. I like
the Pacers. The points.
Yeah, no Brancero for the Magic, so there you have it.
I give the Pacers the points, yeah.
Warriors, +6.5 on the road against the Celtics. Listen, I like the Celtics to win the game, but I also like the Warriors to cover that 6.5. I don't think they get beat and blown out. I think it's a tight game.
You know something? I think it'll be a good first half, but I think I like the Celtics, and I can give the Celtics the points.
I plan it safe. I can take the Celtics in the money line.
I'm giving them the points. Knicks -7
against Atlanta in Atlanta. The Knicks haven't played well at all this year. I'll take Atlanta with those 7 points real quick.
I'll take the Knicks in the money line.
Cleveland Cavaliers, 6.5-point favorites on the road against the New Orleans Pelicans. I like the Cavaliers to win, but I'm going to play it safe, and I'm going to go with the money line on that one.
I agree.
Lakers at Memphis on the road. Listen, the Lakers are my favorite team, but you know who my favorite player is.
Yeah, but Lakers' whole starting lineup, other than LeBron, is game time decision.
You lie.
They got an illness. Listen, they got look like everybody out today. They got Hachimori out with an illness.
Oh, but give me Memphis plus the one for sure.
All this is game time. So Hachimura is game time decisions with the game time decision with ankle. Russell is a game time decision with his foot. Anthony Davis is the game time decision with his ankle. But in the same mode, Wood is out and Vanderbilt is out. Wood and Vanderbilt out. So
yeah, Bronny may play some tonight.
Kennard is a game time decision. Coach is a game time decision. Spencer's a game time decision. No, Spencer out. Williams out. Smart out. Bain out and Jackson out.
But they've been out, so
they've been out, yeah. I'll take the Lakers tonight.
I'll take Memphis just to have fun, me and you. All right. Spurs, 6.5 on the road against the Rockets. I like the Rockets at home in this, but I don't trust the 6.5. The Spurs are coming. They're getting better.
I like the Spurs to win this.
So take the Spurs in the 6.5.
No, money line. You know what? I'll take the Spurs in the 6.5.
Can't go wrong, man. They're the dogs, yeah. So take the 6.5.
Yeah, I'll take the +6.
Chicago Bulls +10 on the road against the Dallas Mavericks. I like the Mavericks to win at home and get right. They lost a couple of games. I like them to win in the money line. The 10 points is too much for my liking.
I'm going to take the Bulls and the points.
Miami Heat +5.5 on the road against the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix playing lights out ball in Phoenix. They won a couple of big games lately. Because they played back to back.
I like the points in Phoenix.
I like Phoenix in the money line.
I think Phoenix will beat them by 10 tonight.
Now, here's a game that I like. I like the Oklahoma City, and I like them to beat the Nuggets by the 7 points tonight because the Nuggets have barely beaten the teams that they won against, and they're off to a sluggish start. They're not playing good ball this year.
Yeah, they're 4-3.
And they're sluggish.
Really good ball. The Thunder undefeated.
I like the Thunder to house them. I like the Thunder to make a statement and just go in their building and beat them. I like the Thunder to cover the 7.
The Thunder's one of the favorites to come out of the West this year anyway. So you know what? I can ride with you.
Sixers +1.5 on the road against the Clippers. I like the Clippers to get it done, and it's only 1.5. Give me the Clippers in this one.
Give me the Clippers and the points. Can be it out for another 3 games. He gets suspended for pushing that reporter.
Yeah.
So
Toronto Raptors on the road +11 against the Sacramento Kings. Raptors on the road are horrible compared to playing in Toronto. Give me the Kings in the 11 points. I think they cover it.
You think so? I'll take the Kings in the money line. I don't know if they can cover it.
But anyway, whatever you do, whatever you play, play it with the Island Game. Bet it, set it, and forget it, and always play responsibly, all right? That's your picks. That's what Pearly likes. That's what I like.
Did you see that dunk that VJ Edgecombe dropped on that kid out of Gonzaga?
That was nasty, but VJ did well. He had some rebounds, he had some blocks, but all of those kids from Baylor played timid in that game. They got blown out, they got housed. But the dunk was off the chain.
But they got two freshmen.
VJ need to shoot the ball more, too, though. He being too nice. Shoot the ball. Shoot the rock, VJ. Yeah. That's what you're there for.
Yeah, he does.
Anywho.
They can be all right.
We got to get to the break, but good stuff is on tomorrow, man. You'll do it again tomorrow, and I'll be back in on Friday.
All right.
Be safe. Enjoy your sports. Enjoy your politics. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We got Rich Eisen taking us home today. Top 5 teams in the NFL you should be very afraid of this time of year going down the stretch. Rich got 5 doozies for you. And safe to say, Pearly, your Dolphins and my Cowboys are not in that conversation.
Hell no. Until Miami wins the game, ain't that
now. And we'll get to the break, and on the flip side of the break, Rich Eisen will take us home, man. Good stuff, Pearly. We'll do it again tomorrow. Keep it right where you got it.
All right, take time.
And implantation, I me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives they slay. Now they work to slap them in them face.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Flavid Island Games,
we making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games,
we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
What gift gives you joy? The gift of home renovations. Apply for a personal loan with CIBC Caribbean and use your funds for a dream holiday, home renovations, or more, and we'll gift you no loan application fee and the chance to win one of 3 prizes in your country from our regional pot of up to $100,000. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/joyofgiving. CIBC Caribbean, terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
The top 5 teams you should start believing in. Hit it.
High five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top 5.
All right, top 5 teams you should start believing in, because it's November, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And it's week 9. After the Monday Nighter, we're in double digits in terms of the weeks of the NFL season.
The season is flying.
It's flying. Well, it was 1-4. Banged up line, didn't have their top receivers. And now the Los Angeles Rams are 4-4. Start believing in the Rams, people, because it's not just Kupp who had double digit receptions yesterday. DeMarcus Robinson with a one-handed grab to win it in overtime yesterday. And in overtime that, to be very honest with you, the Rams shouldn't have been in, but the Seahawks and Geno Smith just no matter how many times they might turn it over or have mistakes, they just can't be, they can't be broken sometimes.
Well, JSN was awesome yesterday.
Off the hook.
Yeah. And incredible.
So the Rams didn't have Puka Nacua because Sweet Puka got ejected.
Sweet Puka
got ejected for retaliating and throwing a punch. Go figure that. So no Puka, but folks, there's a new defensive star in the league. Is he the defensive rookie of the year?
He is the betting favorite by a considerable margin. Yeah.
Another Les Snead golden find.
That dude is everywhere.
Out of Florida State. He was a game wrecker. So, and then Fisk also, the teammates from Tallahassee.
One guy, but you can with two. That's right. And that's what they're doing with these two kids.
So the Rams are 4-4, and start believing them. Number four on this list is a team that they're currently looking up at, and it's a team that beat them by 31 when they face each other. Start believing in the Arizona Cardinals. I think you have to. They're in first place right now. And Kyler Murray is playing very well. And they're winning all manners of games. They have now, with that win over Chicago, they've now won two games by more than 20 points. That aforementioned one with the Rams and then the Bears. And they've won three. Their other three wins are by two or less, two or fewer. So they're winning close games, and they're blowing people out. And they might just be through some of the ups and downs of the early part of the season. And what if Marvin Harrison Jr. starts playing like a rookie of the year candidate that he can be?
Yeah, they're doing this with Marvin kind of underachieving so far.
You can go higher register.
I
mean, the Cardinals are all higher register. Like, Kyler Murray could be MVP, guys. I mean, look at this team at 5-4, guys.
Jonathan Cannon can coach.
First time they're over 500 this year. Their first three-game win streak in 3 years since they started. Remember, they were the last remaining undefeated team in 2021, and then everything started going downhill. Start believing in the Cardinals, number three on this list. It's time that you start believing. Show us your lightning bolts.
Act to me.
Show us your lightning bolts. The Los Angeles Chargers. Hey, man, Quentin Johnston running away from people, LaDede McConkey.
But DD is balling.
J.K. Dobbins, offensively, every now and then, like, they're filled with people that you're like, all right, I'll pick this guy up on fantasy and see what see if that's the week he'll score.
Josh Palmer.
But Jim is bringing a significant attitude that everybody there is clearly bought. Scott Matlock is coming on the show in studio tomorrow.
Nice.
He is the guy who switched from 99 to number 44 and plays both defense and fullback.
Like, he's 6'4", 300 pounds.
Dude, I'm telling you. I'll tell you because you guys will already be in Germany. I'll tell you how big he is when I see you.
All right, good.
But that's the type of guy that Harbaugh loves, you know, and it seems like this team's filled with a bunch of Matlocks. And they're 5-3. They went in and they turned Jameis right back into a pumpkin. Oh, and by the way, speaking of the Browns losing to the Chargers, put up the text I got during the show from the Miz.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you saw, but the Browns lost. They aren't going undefeated. The Miz has chimed in for you. Okay.
The Miz needs to be protected, TJ.
Start believing in the Chargers. Maybe not to win the division, but to make the playoffs.
I would say they're definitely making it.
And you know what's gone? What's gone is the charging.
The weird stuff.
The weird stuff.
Can we say that right now, though?
Yes. Have you seen it yet this year?
I haven't done it yet. But here's what they do, technically. I know I was saying this for the Cowboys fan. The Chargers either start off like 0-8 and then finish, win their last, or they start off 8-0 and then...
You're not wrong.
Let's just wait and see.
You're not wrong.
The charging I'm referring to is like Melvin Gordon in Tennessee fumbling twice. Or scoring twice, having a call back, and then fumbles. Or the head coach saying, I'm going for it on 4th-and-3 from our own 18. Okay. And it doesn't work out. The 60-point blowout losses in Vegas. You know what I mean? Like, come on now.
They also don't score a lot. They haven't scored 30 points all year.
But guess what they don't have to do? That. Because the defense only gives up 20.
Right.
And last I checked, I don't think Jesse Minter, their defensive coordinator, is getting the plays of the other team. Maybe he's just good with good players. I had to say it. Believe in the Chargers, number two. Now we're going to go upgrade. Because I'm just saying, believe in these teams to make the playoffs, right? Maybe go on a deep run. Believe in the Commanders, people, as the real thing.
Ooh.
You even asked on Overreaction Monday Pod if they could be the one seed. Because that's who I was preseason on who wins the NFC and the way they're looking. Jaden Daniels is on pace. I know on pace is like the dreaded godfather of SportsCenter, John Walsh, hated when we went on the air on SportsCenter saying he's on pace. He goes, because you can't assume what's going to happen. But he is on pace for having one of the greatest rookie seasons ever, and even better than the previous number two overall selection in C.J. Stroud. He's unbelievable. And defensively, they're doing it, and doing it well. But number one.
Here it comes.
The number one team that you should start believing in. San Francisco 49ers.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, did you lose a bet to somebody?
I didn't. They're the defending NFC champs. Christian McCaffrey's practice window opened during this program. He's coming back with his Achilles and all of that stuff. And then they're going to get everybody back.
But who doesn't believe in them?
A lot of people think that they're 4-4 and that they can get got. And you're the king of this coach will fold in the biggest possible situation.
Well, he's going to fold and they can't beat the Chiefs.
Exactly.
But they have the fourth best Super Bowl odds.
I don't think so.
All right.
They're thinking that they can get got. There's no Ayuk. There's no this. There's no that. You yourself are off the Purdy train again. I don't understand. You're the king of like, this isn't the team. This isn't it. They've got a hangover from the NFC championship season. You know, they got in the Super Bowl. Anybody who loses in the Super Bowl, let alone in the play in the overtime of the Super Bowl, they're finished.
I can't decide if I like the Purdy ride or I don't like the Purdy ride.
That's what
ride,
I'm saying.
Right?
You're not believing. I'm telling you, believe.
I don't believe that.
I mean,
he's proving my point while pushing back on it.
Yeah, I mean, I was picking up on that.
It's a unique gift I have.
It's very impressive. Very, very impressive. Huh. That's my top five list.
You think we need one?
Why
more?
Wait
not?
A second. I mean, right, come on now.
I'm going here.
Oh, you had to put the Cowboys in, so I get it. All right,
okay. Yeah, storybook
cool.
Ending.
Cool.
Got
yeah,
it.
Let's go. Dallas Cowboys.
Nope.
Roll it.
Nope. I wanted to just throw one under 500 team in here.
Oh, yeah, the Cowboys. Like I said, let's go.
Oh, I know who you're doing.
I'm going Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, you are.
Come on.
Still alive.
Yeah, you are.
Cincinnati Bengals.
I like this one a lot.
Joe Burrow is out of his skull.
Yeah.
T. Higgins going to come back. Gesicki's now showing his thing. He's showing his stuff, right? And then...
He's gritting.
Hey, what did I tell you about Chase Brown, folks?
What did you tell me?
I don't know. I mean, Zach Moss, tu salud, sir, but Chase Brown should be starting for this team.
Without question.
And then you bring Zach Moss in to start battering some people towards the end of a game, maybe. You want to get... some, and listen... you want to get somebody from the 5-yard line in? Maybe Chase Brown's not your guy. He did flip him a touchdown pass on the goal line. This dude is electric. This dude is really good. Mm-hmm. And let's just tighten the bolts defensively. My guy from Staten Island, Lou Anarumo, tighten those bolts. And the Bengals are going to start what? Can they finally get back to 500? Let's look at that schedule. Just do me the solid here. Oh boy, talk about this one, Thursday night football.
This is a monster
at
Thursday
Baltimore.
Game.
I mean, what if they go into the bank and come up with that dub? They're 500.
Baltimore's really good at home. They play really good against quarterbacks at home. You saw what they just did to Bo Nix, who
right.
had been hot.
And then they're out here to take on the Chargers. And you know, Joey B's trying to do what Jameis just did. Beat the Harbaughs in back-to-back weeks. Mm-hmm. They could not. Maybe Joey B's that guy.
Joey B is having a great year. Only 4 picks, 108 passer rating.
Of course, I could potentially, you could turn the music down. I could potentially have this snuffed out right away in just 3 days. Because the Ravens sweep the Bengals, and you know, yeah, and then they're 4-6, and then so what? Which is why Joe Burrow is not spiking any footballs after the victory over the Raiders.
Just how this season has gone, knowing what's ahead of us, knowing what we're going to have to do to get back into this, you know, one win isn't going to make or break our season. So You know, I'm going to strive for perfection every day and every game. So, you know, until that happens, what's there to be happy about?
I love it.
What's there to be happy
very
about?
Kobe Bryant answer there, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
What's there to be happy about? Right? So that's my two thoughts as seeing that soundbite, you know, is him basically sending a message saying, great job, everybody. Okay. We're going to have to do it Thursday. He knows there's a big game coming up against the Ravens, right? My second thought is, how in the world did his parents leave him at home when they flew off to Paris? How the hell did that happen?
Ma'am.
I mean, this is still one of my favorite Halloween get-ups I've ever seen from Macaulay Culkin.
Shout out
Macaulay
Culkin.
Really does look just like him.
Dead ringer.
And that particular soundbite as well. He just looked like him. How do you leave him at home? By the way, that would never happen in the 21st century, right?
Oh, yeah,
Because
yeah.
Kevin would just grab his Gab watch or his iPhone or whatever.
Yeah, and just be like,
call
hey,
mom and say, you left me at home.
Hey, you left me at home.
And then, so there's no Home Alone.
What are we doing?
Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.
And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a frown. Me bona fire, pan a weak heart, Babylon and the free jack could I